Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me alongside.
Hey, guys, we're back in the studio, and it's your boy Jay back on the mic. We're here, we're live, and let's get right into it. So for our next poly hour, we're going to be having Fungus, who can be shiny, and his bonus is going to be Double Catch Stardust. What you got?
So I was going to make a comment about Fungus real fast. Fungus, wait. Did you hit record on this? I can't remember if you did or not.
Check.
Okay, yeah, you did. But, okay, I want to make a comment on Fungus, because I think its shiny is really hard to tell. I think it's especially hard in the main, because, like, honestly don't think you'll be able to notice it, because, like, look at the colors of its base body. I'll put up, if you guys are on YouTube, you guys will see it right here, but look at the colors of its base body.
Yeah.
Basically the same, right? I really don't see any, maybe just a tad darker on the shiny on the lip area.
Yeah.
You really can't tell it's shiny unless you go from a top view. Because then instead of like the red, like a Pokeball, it's like purple, like the Master Ball. So if anybody gets it and doesn't know what the difference is, it's mostly up top on the Pokeball, on like its head Pokeball theme thing.
Yeah, and then of course, you know it'll be shiny once when the game does the little sparkle effect.
Yeah, but if anybody's like wondering, it's like, I don't see the difference at all. What is it? It's mostly up top.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is a really hard shiny to tell. It's a little easier on its evolution, because instead of being, like, grayish, it gets, like, a little more, like, yellow tint and the Master Ball colors.
Yeah.
But anyway, go on to the next one so that way I can complain about it.
Okay.
And that you're not allowed to do it anymore.
Oh, whatever. You're just mad. And for our next raid hour, we're going to be having Therian-formed Landorus, who can be shiny. And by the way, I got a Hundo Therian-formed Landorus, which I wasn't even expecting, because I was like, you know what? I got invited to this raid. I'll do it just because I have a remote pass I can just throw away.
Wait. One question, actually.
What?
Is that your first Hundo of the year?
Hold on. Let me check.
I don't
think it is. No, actually...
It's your first legendary Hundo, that's for sure. I'm 99% positive that's your first legendary Hundo of the year. I'm not sure if it's your first Hundo of the year.
No, my first...
I can't remember if you did or not. I know you got a shiny within the first week of the new year.
My first Hundo of the year was Lickitung.
Was that the one that was shiny too?
No, my Lickitung is not shiny.
Or was I the one that got that hatched the shiny Lickitung? No, I was the one that hatched the shiny Lickitung for my first shiny of the year, right?
Yeah,
that was my first shiny of the year, I think, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see.
But that's your first legendary Hundo of the year, right?
Yeah, and then my first never mind. Yeah, that was my first Hundo that I catched, which was the Lickitung, and then my first Hundo legendary is Therian formed Landorus, which I am happy with it.
I would be too. No, but
hey, you can't complain. You got some good hatches last week.
Was that last week or was that 2 weeks ago?
I think it was like last week or the week before. I mean at this point I don't know the time frame of things anymore.
I mean, like, for those of you guys that don't know, I basically hatched, it was basically almost back-to-back Hundo hatches. I think it was a Hundo hatch, random hatch, then another Hundo hatch. And that was Togepi and Tyrant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Togepi and Tyrant that were my Hundo hatches of the year. And I think those were my first... No, those were my second and third Hundos of the year. Because my first Hundo of the year was... Actually, I don't think we mentioned this. We got a Hundo's Decidueye, Rowlet, that we evolved to Decidueye.
Yeah, which, you know, was great to be able to catch another. Because, I mean, I already had a Hundo Rowlet from the year before.
It was a year or two ago.
And then somebody in our local community was telling us where to go for this Hundo Rowlet. And we got it, and it was a good time.
Yeah, but anyway, I forgot to put the name of the event. Silly me. I forgot to put the name of But the event is going to be called Taken Treasure. It's going to be on Saturday, January 27th at 12 a.m. to Thursday, February 4th at 11:59 p.m. local time. Making the rooming their way into the game is going to be Varum in its evolution line, which is only one stage evolution. It's only going to be in the 12 kilometer eggs, mm-hmm. and you're going to need 50 candies to evolve it. Now, for those of you guys that don't know what Varum is, it's the engine-looking Pokemon.
In which I'm sure Brandon will put.
Oh, the single cylinder Pokemon. You actually know they were actually thinking about making a car-based Pokemon actually in Alola?
No.
There was some interview, one of the game designers or heads of that game were talking about, like, they thought about it, but they didn't know how it would work and all that.
Right.
Especially because I think originally, whenever they revealed Sun and Moon, it seemed like they had, like, designs and, like, ideas of us using vehicles, us traveling in vehicles in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, because like, I think they had like a fire. I think all the designs had like a fire truck, and some other like irregular trucks and all that in the game. Mm. So like I guess they were thinking about it, but they can never figure it out. So they scrapped it until Gen 9, whenever we got Varum in its evolution.
Nice.
And you know, those are the ones that you fight the boss, the Team Star bosses with, or they fight you with. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to get the new Pokemon, it's only going to be in 12 kilometer eggs, and it's only going to be it's going to take 50 candies to evolve. Now, event bonuses is, because it's going to be like a Team Go Rocket-based event, is Team Go Rocket will appear more often and stops and balloons, and also believe there's going to be a change-up in the lineups for everybody, so new shadows.
Nice.
And charge TMs can be and you can TM or charge TM frustration away. Now, help rescue Kyogre from Giovanni, as he'll be using Kyogre as his boss now when this event takes place. Mm-hmm. All right. We're also gonna see the last parts of the seasonal special research story activate. It will also get you Super Rocket Radar, and you gotta complete it by March 4th at 10 a.m. your local time this year, obviously. All right, Jay, what's going to be happening this weekend?
Okay, this weekend making their Shadoweed debut is going to be Shadow Ho-Oh and the Shadow Raids. And if you're lucky, you can get a shiny Shadow Ho-Oh. And this will happen this Saturday, January 27th at 6 a.m. to Sunday the 28th at 10 p.m. local time. Team Go Rocket and the Team Go Rocket leaders are going to be having the switch up in their lineups. New Shadows are going to be the following. We're going to have Corphish, Snorunt, Chimchar, Piplup, Krogunk, Dwebble, and Ferroseed.
Yeah, but also, do you want to make a note?
What's up?
You said I'm making the Shadow Raid debut, right?
Shadowy debut in the Shadow Raids.
So yeah, because like it's Shadow Ho-Oh has been in the... Because I just want to make sure nobody says, oh, you guys got this wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Because like Shadow Ho-Oh has already been in the game, but it's making its Shadow Raid debut this weekend. Mm. Which, are we going to do? Because I want to try to get that shiny Shadow.
I might be free. I don't think I got anything going on Saturday.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, I might have something going on.
Okay. Yeah, because I'll be off work about 4 or 5 on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we can do then if you're free, then mm-hmm. If you're free Sunday, we can do Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like me to do the 1-star raids?
No, I got it.
All right.
Okay, so for our 1-stars, we have Alolan Rattata, Alolan Meowth, Alolan Grimer, Galarian Zigzagoon, who all could be shiny. And for our 3-stars, we have Galarian Weezing, Tyranitar, and Bombardier, who all can be shiny. We're also going to be having Cantonian Weezing in the 3-stars. For our Shadow Raids, we're going 1-stars, we have Murkrow and Pinecone, who can be shiny. And we're also going to be having Alolan Sandshrew and Krogunk. For 3-star Shadows, Scizor, who can be shiny. We're also going to be having Skarmory and Golett. Field research tasks can get you Mysterious Components, Charge TMs, and Fast TMs.
All right, our wild encounters for the minute are going to be Ekans, Zubat, Koffing, Pardair, and Wooper, which honestly surprises me a little bit. Hmm. Poochyena, Sableye, Krogunk, Scraggy, Hawk can be shiny, plus Heashwing, Quillfish, Mioni. Oh my god, how do you say its name? I'm forgetting how to say its name right now.
Marini,
thank you. I don't know why I blanked on that. Brixious and Nimble, which again surprised me a little bit. But then again, I think it does evolve into a dog type, so that makes a little more sense.
It does.
And then awards today. I cannot talk today for some reason. There will be a showcase featuring Yeah, there'll be a showcase featuring event-themed Pokemon, so hopefully you guys can get some good ones. And there's going to be a web store deal for $9.99. I'm pretty sure it's going to be your local equivalent if you're not in the States. Featuring 7 Rocket Radars, 7 Premium Raid Battle Passes, and 7 Ultra Balls and 7 Silver Pineapple Berries. Event bundle. For 300 Pokecoins, you will get 1 Inking Beetle, 1 Rocket Radar, and 1 Premium Battle Pass. There's going to be a paytime research. Honestly, are we surprised at this point?
No, not really.
I'm more surprised if there isn't one during the during an event. Which kind of sucks. Am I the only one that feels that? I don't think I'm the only one that feels like that, because I think Pokemon Go Twitter is also kind of getting sick of this, especially whenever they're like, oh, finish it by the end of the event to get your rewards or you lose out.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that because, no. you know, we're paying to get access to this paid research. Why are you telling us, hey, even though you bought this, you got X amount of time to finish it and claim all your rewards, or, you know, if you don't, tough luck. Because that's something...
That's one of the biggest gripes people have with it, and I agree 100% wholeheartedly with. I'm just, like, also getting sick of it. It's like, why doing all of this? Why doing it all? Why?
I don't get it. You know, it's Niantic. They just want our money while also fumbling the bag on the game.
Okay, does that... Was that your stomach?
No.
Okay, I thought I heard your stomach growl.
No.
Like I said, a paid time research is going to be 5 USC or your local equivalent. I'll be, again, why $5? And if you've completed, you're going to get a Stardust XP, 1 Incense, 1 Incubator, 3 Silver Pineapple Berries, and more. Encounters of event-themed Pokemon, event-themed avatar posts. Finish your claiming before February 4th at 11:59 p.m. your local time. Now, I want to double-check. Yeah, that looks like it was everything. But there is 2 things I wanna go over real fast.
What you got?
So they announced there's gonna be some tickets that looks like anybody can get for the Road to Sinnoh, which is gonna be happening February 19th to the 25th. It looks like everybody's a little divided. They're getting like, why are we paying for this stuff? And I'm like, I haven't looked that much into it because it's like pretty off in the distance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you guys may have to shell out some money if you guys want to do this stuff. Also, it seems like they're testing out some visual changes to the game, and it's going to be going on. I think right now it's only being tested in New Zealand or Australia. Surprise, surprise. They're always the guinea pig.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're always getting these features tested up, and also they always get the short end of the stick when it comes to any event.
Okay. I feel like, I don't want to feel like I speak for an entire country or continent, but I feel like North American players or American players in general would not be opposed to being the guinea pig for something. Give Australia a break for once.
I don't think Niantic will, because it's just you know. Routine at this point.
Yeah.
That would be nice to see a nice change up in an area that will be testing out these, you know, these features before they roll them out.
And not to let, and just like give them a break, because I feel like they go through the most crap and all that.
They do, but
God bless you, New Zealand and Australian players. God bless you. Oh, Arceus, bless you. But anyway, we're not going to talk about it this week, because it's probably going to be more for like next week, because it's kind of like 2 weeks out, this event. But it did announce the Lunar New Year event today, Dragons Unleashed.
Oh, I did see that.
We're getting the release of Drampa, and it's shiny too, surprisingly. Nice. It's not 100. I'm not really surprised, because you have him on the loading screen, so of course he was gonna be added to the game at some point. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about this real fast. The bonuses.
Okay, what do we got?
Increased chance to become lucky friends. Will this help us, Jay? Or will this just be another disappointment like last year, where we cannot get lucky friends during an event whenever we interacted so much? At least once a day, minimum.
I have no idea, but I guess we'll have to find out come this next next lunar event.
It's not Monday. It's not this upcoming Monday. It's the Monday afterwards, so like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, so fingers crossed that we can get Lucky Friends, because it's been, what, 3 years now? 3-4 years now since we've been Lucky Friends?
No. If I remember, it was like maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years. I think April would be 2 years. Because if I remember correctly, we did a lucky trade out of Whataburger and Ben Burke on our way home.
Yeah.
And I think that was a year and a half ago. I think it was after the Johto Festival and all that.
Because
We did one in Johto, then we became Lucky Friends surprisingly real fast. And then we did it over there.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, it's you know, it's weird. You know, we can get lucky random lucky trades just doing one-off trades here and there and everywhere. But, you know, we can't get Lucky Friends to save our lives.
Is that...
It's tragic.
So... Anything else, Shay, before you really want to end this off with?
Actually, yes. I recently finished... Okay, we're going to be making the segue about another topic that we rarely ever talk about. Because, you know, we mainly just cover Pokemon Go news. But it is fitting because this is Pokemon related. I finally finished Pokemon Scarlet after many, many pleas from Brandon to finish it. He was on his knees begging me to finish.
I wouldn't go that far, but yes, I was begging you for a while to do it.
And then, honestly, I'll say even you know, pulling out my, you know, whatever Pokemon I can get that's compatible with the game.
Yeah.
You know, running through Area Zero was a little bit of a breeze, but it was like towards the end.
Was it the boss battle?
Yeah, the boss battle at the very end. That it did give me a run for my money.
I actually had to do that twice because I think I got knocked out once.
Yeah, and it gave me a run for my money, but you know, after certain events, which I'm not gonna spoil for you know, if you guys decide to dwell into the game or dive into the game, I'll say this for sure: I did like the Area Zero.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful, it's like, amazing.
There was like this. I don't know. It was just very. I couldn't describe the vibe to it, but it was very an enigma.
It was honestly probably one of the. I know Scarlet and Violet gets crapped on for the graphics and all that, but that's probably one of the best Pokemon areas in general.
Yeah, because you're just descending down to the deepest part of the map, and just to face off, Paradox Pokemon. Not only Paradox Pokemon, but also like the
just like regular wild Pokemon.
Regular wild Pokemon, and then the secret boss that awaits you at the bottom of Area Zero.
You actually know, now that you did that, you can actually go back there and actually catch another one of the for you, it'll be Koridon.
Oh, I didn't know we can get another Koridon.
Yeah, there's another one.
Okay, sweet. Well, I guess I'll go back there, and then that way I can give me some Paradox Pokemon.
Yeah, and then you gotta do the Teal Mask, then the Indigo Disc.
Well, right now I'm challenging all the gym leaders right now.
Okay. Yeah, then you do that, then you get you do the Ace Tournament, and then you get access to the 7-star raids.
Yeah. Which honestly I probably should have done that ages ago, because I missed out on the 7-star Terra.
You missed out on quite a few.
It's more specifically the Dragon Terra type Charizards that were available like the first couple of weeks when the game came out.
And you can, I mean, yes, you can just change the Terra type of a Charizard you have to Dragon, but it, like, I think the 7-star raids have basically perfect stats and all that.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing you can do.
Yeah, but I'll say this for sure. You know, going around re-challenging all the gym leaders with that have different parties and, you know, of course, higher levels. I do like the, you know, the challenge that it's giving me. I was like, finally. Because I was told Brandon I would finish this game by transferring my strongest Pokemon and just steamrolling through the game, which it was a little bit of a hassle.
I can't believe you left your starter behind. How could you?
Yeah, I honestly try to level up my starter before.
Why didn't you do just a bunch of Terra raids and get a bunch of XL candies?
That's a good question. I do feel ashamed for leaving my starter in the dust, and now it's stuck at level 55.
You gotta get some XL candies to him, so that way he can become part of your team. Because, okay, say what you want about the water soda. I love the design.
Honestly, I do. I do like
the design. I don't get the hate against Poe. Yeah, okay, maybe.
I do like the animation it does when you're in a battle, because it's like doing a dance. Doing a dance. I'm like, I like this. And then I've come around to like the Skellerige. Skellerige, the Fire Starters, Final Evolution. I do like it. For the Grass type starter, for its Final Evolution, I'm still trying to warm up to it. But I was like, eventually
I'll get to it. Actually used it, because so on my Violet playthrough, I just out of randomness, I was just training Pokemon. I got that one, and I got a Charmander, and I was like, okay, I have to use both of you guys on my team. Mm-hmm. So I think my Violet team in the end was for Coco's Final Evolution, Skellerige, Sprigatito's Final Evolution, Charizard. It was also, oh my god, yeah, this is Scarlet, I think. So I also used, what did I use? I also used Great Tusks. Who were the other two?
I don't know.
It was Great Tusks, that... Oh, yeah, King's Gambit, I think that's what it's called. Bishop's Final Evolution, then... Okay, I'm actually drawing a blank on the last one now. It's actually bugging me now. It was... Oh my god, what was it? I can't remember, I'll have to look it up later. But, it was a pretty good team, pretty strong team, but you talking about the video games actually brought me into one of the two last points.
What's that?
So it got announced yesterday that for those of you guys that play any 3DS Pokemon games, it has been confirmed that the online service for all three Nintendo 3DS and Wii U titles, including the main series Pokemon games X, Y, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, Sun and Moon, and Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, will go offline at 2359 UTC on April 8th, 2024. So basically, no more trading, online battling, etc., etc. Stuff like that will be able to be used, done after that. If I'm understanding everything correctly. Yeah. Pokemon Bank and Pokemon Transporter will still be able to be used after this for the foreseeable future. And they also said that when they plan to shut that down, they will let people know. Or if it goes down, they will let people know. Because I think at some point it is going to go down, because it's a lie, because it costs them money to keep that up. So at some point, I think they're going to pull the plug on it, unfortunately. As much as I don't want them to, I think it's going to happen at some point in time.
But I'm sure even after they pull the plug on it, I'm sure there'll be a way to still transfer a Pokemon from the handhelds over to the modern era, but...
I would love for that to happen, but also I do want to make this one more note.
That and honestly, if they tell us right now I don't mind using the services for free, because what was it, only $5 a year?
Yeah.
I mean, if they were to implement some sort of payment to keep on using it, I don't mind that at all. Even though I hardly ever transfer anything from the handhelds over to modern. But, I would still like to have that availability just in case something comes up. Because right now, I'm still trying to at least make an effort on my Black 2 playthrough, my finish up the Platinum playthrough, and anything else.
Because I want to try to do a playthrough of all the games and send all my Pokemon up, have them beat the Elite Four, transfer them to the next region, beat the Elite Four, transfer them to the next region, beat the Elite Four.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right now, for my team on Scarlet, I have no set team. I just switch out Pokemon in and out, which is something I started doing since Sword and Shield, because ever since I can't remember the last game I had a definite set party. I want to say maybe.
I want to go do another playthrough of Sword and Shield, but I also want to get access to the Isle of Armor before, because you can do the Isle of Armor. You can go, because like if you start a new game and you also have the DLC, you can go back and forth between the Isle of Armor and the island and the regular Galar and all that.
Nice. I did not know.
Which that. I want to do that one day. But to end this off with, because we've been rambling for a little bit now, I feel like.
Yeah, for about 7 minutes.
Pardin Fates is going to be released at the time of this being aired and all that. So go, if you guys collect TCG cards, go out, try to find yourself some Pardin Fates. I've heard that, I mean, this won't matter whenever this is airs, but I've heard like some stores have been having them out a day early. We're actually about to go to our local Walmart and check to see if they have any out because we want it.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, anything else, Jay?
No, that's about it. I will be back next week with an update on my adventures in Scarlet. Hopefully by then.
Let's do that at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, give or take, because I feel like we can flesh out the episode more if we implement more stuff rather than go. Because, yeah. I mean, you did say yourself that we were eventually going to be rolling into more
stuff. No, I'm talking about, like, how about we start the episode off with talking about your update on Scarlet, like giving everybody an update.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
No, yeah, like starting that off is like, okay, let's talk about Jay Scarlet update.
Yeah, and hopefully by, you know, give me about maybe the second week of February, I think I should be done with the game completely, give or take. I know this, I can, you know, re-challenge, you know, some trainers in the game, which, you know, is great because, you know, it just adds replayability to the game.
And, like, you can also get different trainers during the Ace Tournament and all that. Like, after also, because of the, if you have the DLC and the DLC and then you do it again, the champion, Coutinho, how we say it, she has a different team and she has a new Ace Pokemon, which honestly is so much better than her Ace in the main story, because her main Ace in the story is like that weird looking Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
they're like, I don't want to say a jellyfish, but like that weird looking Pokemon that if you knock it out, I think it does toxic spikes or regular spikes out on the field.
Oh yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, because I was like, is this the best you can do?
I don't like her regular team, but they changed her team for the update, for like an update they just did recently. And let me see if I can find her new team real fast on Serbio Fest. It's Ace Tournament, blah, blah, blah. There we go. Let's see. Okay, Indigo Disc Options. Yeah, so let's see. Elite Four, Elite Instructor, 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 Director, Director, Director. Okay, so top champion, Gutinia. She has the Glimpse. She has the Glimmer. So once you get the Indigo Disc and all that, or the Indigo Disc DLC, this is going to be your team. Glimmer, which is like that weird, like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
And then the, like, evolution of the Flamingo Pokemon, Chestnut, Avaloge, Dragonpole, then they make King's Gambit her Ace.
Nice.
And it has a Flying Terror type, apparently. Interesting.
I like it.
Anyway, that's it for today's episode, you guys. Like, oh wow, I didn't even know about Neoma's team change up. Oh, that's actually pretty good. I didn't know about her team change up. She has two starters in the Indigo Disc when you battle her. Depending on which starter you had, I guess. Because now she's gonna have a Infernape, a Decidueye, or Greninja, along with the Pardan starter. Oh, that's actually pretty fun. Oh, that's actually a good, nice changeup of a team and all that. Anyway, you guys, that's it for today's episode. You guys can find us on Let's Go Pokemon TikTok, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on YouTube, and wherever you guys listen to podcasts. Don't forget to email us if you guys want to, for whatever reason, at letsgopokemonpodcast@gmail.com. Till next time, you guys have a good one.
And good luck with whatever event is happening this weekend.
Yeah, the Team Go Rocket one.
Oh yeah, the Team Go Rocket.
The Taken Treasure, which
okay, so
I'm gonna do because I wanna try to get some of the new shadows and all that.
Yeah, good luck with the Taken Treasures event, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep.